While Pittsburgh has undergone sweeping changes, its state legislators remain much the same. 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter reports that activists hope to change that this month.
The close-knit homes of Pittsburgh's Morningside neighborhood could almost be the backdrop for the opening credits to 1970s sitcom All in the Family. But when Sarah Inamorato is out knocking doors, the first-time Democratic candidate can see at least one way she's changing the landscape.
It's just a bizarre thing to see your name on a sign.
Other changes are also at work in the 21st State House District, which includes city neighborhoods like Stanton Heights and Lawrenceville, as well as suburbs like Millvale and Aspinwall. A new hospital and an influx of younger residents have made the area an emblem of Pittsburgh's resurgence. At age 32, Inamorato is a face for that change, even as the Ross Township native pledges to help residents contend with it. Carla Knight, who answers Inamorato's knock, says she's particularly concerned about housing prices.
Our apartment got bought out by someone and they tripled the rent. Luckily, we found this one, but that same thing that happened to us was happening to everybody.
Inamorato favors strong government action on such concerns, pledging to seek more money for affordable housing and supporting Medicare for All health insurance. She's a member of the staunchly progressive Democratic Socialists of America, much like 2016 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, whose rise invigorated the movement. DSA candidates often run as Democrats, as Inamorato puts it.
A lot of people care about the same things. They want to make sure they can support their family and that there's money out of politics and that people are prioritized over corporations.
Inamorato's rival in the May 15th primary is five-term incumbent Dom Costa. Costa, whose family name is a fixture in local politics, is a more traditional Western Pennsylvania Democrat, union-friendly, but more conservative on social issues. And even as American politics becomes increasingly polarized, Costa says there's a role for moderates like him.
Don't base local politics on national politics. If I would lose this primary, I think the voters in the 21st district are going to suffer. They're going to lose a lot of experience, life experience, number one, and job experience.
That's why union activist Joe Hughes is on hand to support Costa at a recent rally held in an Aspinwall American Legion Hall.
My street has become younger and more progressive. I'm a big fan of that, you know, and I agree with most of Sarah's positions on things.
But Hughes worries that a Democratic Socialist would struggle to represent the district effectively. As for Costa, Hughes says,
he never votes against our interests.
Costa has earned crucial backing from local unions and Democratic Party leaders. Inamorato, meanwhile, is running with grassroots energy from the DSA. Pittsburgh's 500-member chapter backed two successful challengers last fall, including one who toppled District Judge Ron Costa, Dom Costa's distant cousin. Inamorato is one of three DSA candidates running in House districts. DSA co-chair Ariel Cohen says success comes from mixing street cred with bold ideas.
What's old school work? So hitting the pavement, making sure that people know that they're the real deal. People that grew up in their districts and have not just an idea of what things should be like, but how the relationships here work and how to make that change.
Inamorato's campaign may already be pulling Costa to the left. Costa has previously voted against abortion rights. In 2016, for example, he voted for a bill to bar most abortions past the 20th week of fetal development. But earlier this year, he opposed a bill outlawing abortions motivated solely by a diagnosis of Down syndrome.
I'm not going to tell people how to run their lives or a woman what to do with her body. I am pro-life, but I also understand that I was a police officer and I follow the law.
Aspinwall Councilmember Laura Voitko, who touts Costa's work on behalf of her community's needs, praises that shift.
In Pennsylvania, you have to be moderate. You're not going to get things done if you're far right or far left.
But Jim Byrne, the former mayor of Millvale and a past chairman of the state Democratic Party, says he's backing Inamorato because she represents the future.
The pages are turning in this district. The Democratic Party is in the process of getting back to its core values.
Whether voters agree will become clear on May 15th. Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.